Imagine paying for a 6-month construction project, right? And the crew hands you the keys to a fully finished, code-compliant building in exactly 42 days.
Yeah, you'd probably assume they forgot to build the roof.
Right. Or maybe they skip the plumbing or something. But I mean, in the world of enterprise software, a timeline compression that extreme is, well, it's not just some hypothetical gimmick. It's actively happening right now.
It sounds impossible, honestly, especially when you're used to the traditional pace of tech. But when you look under the hood at the mechanics of how this is actually being done, it completely reshapes your understanding of what a development timeline should, actually look like.
Totally. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at a massive paradigm shift in how software is built.
And this is a big one.
It really is, because usually when you ask an agency to build a custom, production-ready enterprise app, we're talking authenticated users, API integrations, complex databases, the whole nine yards. They almost automatically quote you 6 months.
Yeah, it's practically a law of physics in the tech world at this point.
Exactly. But today we're exploring a methodology that compresses that bloated 6-month life cycle down into just 6 weeks.
And just to be super clear for everyone listening, they are not talking about like a flimsy duct-taped prototype.
No, definitely not.
They mean a fully operational, highly scalable, secure product.
Yeah. So our grounding source for this deep dive is a methodology blueprint titled Technegian, the 6-week AI native enterprise development methodology.
It's quite the title.
It is, yeah. It's written primarily for CTOs and founders, specifically targeting the Southern California tech scene. So places like Irvine, Santa Monica, the whole Silicon Beach crowd.
Right, very fast-moving market.
Exactly. And our mission for you today is to strip away the marketing hype and look at the actual operational reality. We're going to unpack exactly how this compression is achieved by combining AI native development with something called a contract-first architecture.
Which is fascinating.
It really is. Okay,
Yeah.
let's unpack this. Because before we can understand how they build software in 6 weeks, we have to talk about why it normally takes 6 months.
Right. And to understand that, we have to look at the structural realities of traditional development.
Okay, lay it out for us.
So the traditional delays you experience when commissioning software, they're rarely because the developers are lazy or, because your specific business requirements are uniquely difficult.
Oh, really?
Right.
Because I always just assumed it was like personnel issues, people
Nope.
dragging their feet.
No, it's almost entirely structural. The traditional workflow is just completely riddled with inefficiencies. And the biggest culprit by far is sequential handoffs.
Sequential handoff.
Right. Think about how a typical project flows. The business analysts write a massive document of requirements. They hand that over to the design team.
Okay.
Then the designers take a few weeks to make it look nice, then hand it off to the front-end developers. But the front-end team can't really make the app functional until the back-end developers build the APIs.
Ah, I see.
And the back-end developers are sitting there waiting on database schema decisions.
So basically, everyone is just waiting in line. And every single time a project changes hands, you lose, what, a week or two just getting the next team up to speed?
Precisely. You lose time, and honestly, more importantly, you lose context.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This information loss is completely exacerbated by how we traditionally write specifications. If you hand a team a 30-page natural language requirement document, every single engineer who reads that English text, well, they interpret it slightly differently.
Give me an example of how that actually breaks down in the real world.
Sure. So let's say your requirement document says, the user dashboard should update in real time.
Okay, pretty standard.
Right. To a front-end designer, that might just mean, adding a loading spinner so the user knows something is happening. But to a back-end engineer, real time might mean implementing a complex WebSocket connection that keeps a persistent open line to the server.
Oh, wow. So two completely different things.
Exactly. They build two entirely different interpretations of the exact same sentence. And that misalignment usually isn't discovered until quality assurance testing, which, happens months after the code was actually written.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. I was actually trying to visualize this earlier, and it feels like traditional software development is like building a custom house, but the plumbers absolutely refuse to look at the blueprints until the framers have already packed up and gone home.
Ah, that's exactly what it's like.
And to make it worse, everyone on the construction site is reading a slightly different version of the instructions. So, of course, when you try to turn the water on, it sprays out of the electrical outlets.
That's a great way to put it. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, that analogy highlights exactly why traditional timelines balloon. those delays and misunderstandings, they compound over time.
They pile up.
Yeah. Without a shared, mathematically precise blueprint locked in from day one, teams just cannot work simultaneously. Every dependency creates a sequential bottleneck. So that six-month quote an agency gives you, it isn't a reflection of how much work your project actually requires. It's just the inevitable mathematical result of a broken methodology.
That is wild.
Add in the fact that developers are spending half their day manually typing out repetitive boilerplate code, and it's a miracle it only takes 6 months.
Okay, so that's the disease, right?
Yeah.
Sequential, manual, ambiguous workflows where everyone is basically playing a very expensive game of broken telephone.
Exactly.
So how does Technegian provide the antidote? It seems to all start with a pretty radical shift in how they treat the very first week of the project.
Yeah, week one is entirely dedicated to what they call contract-first architecture. And this is really the foundational secret to the entire six-week timeline.
Right. From what I read, they deliver three very specific things in this first week, like before anyone is even allowed to write functional code.
Yeah.
First, a domain model, which basically maps out all your business entities and how they relate. Second, a complete open API specification. And third, testable acceptance criteria.
Let's pause on that open API specification for a second, because that is the absolute linchpin. An open API spec is not a Word document full of paragraphs.
Okay, so what is it?
It's a strictly structured, machine-readable definition of exactly how the front end of the app will communicate with the back end. It defines every single endpoint, every piece of data that will be sent, and exactly how the server will respond. It is a literal contract.
Wow. And traditionally, I mean, designing an architecture of this magnitude, getting everyone to agree on it, and writing out that massive open API spec, that takes, what, 3 to 4 what?
At least. Often way longer for complex enterprise systems. But Technegian compresses this critical architectural phase down into just 5 to 7 days.
Wait, how is that even possible? Are they just skipping steps?
No, no. This is where the AI acceleration first steps in. They use large language models as a sort of hyper-fast translation engine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The AI takes all those messy, ambiguous human desires from your initial requirement documents and instantly translates them into that strict mathematical open API specification.
That's incredible.
It bridges the gap between human language and machine logic in seconds. Then their human senior architects step in to, you know, review, refine, and secure those specs based on enterprise constraints.
Wait, let me push back on this for a second, because I know if you're a startup founder listening to this, the word contract might make you sweat a bit.
Oh, for sure.
Because the whole point of modern startups is agility, right? If we are locking into a strict, unbreakable API contract in week one, what happens if the client realizes they need to pivot in week three? Doesn't this rigidity completely kill the agility that modern businesses need?
That's a very fair pushback. It raises an important question, and it's a very natural fear.
Yep. But
the methodology directly addresses this in its operational guidelines.
Okay, how so?
Changes are handled through formal contract amendments. If you, the client, realize you need a brand new feature in week three, they don't just hack it into the code base on the fly. They update the API specification first. They assess exactly how that change impacts the fixed timeline and the fixed cost, and they only implement it after you approve the amendment.
Ah, I see. So it forces a conversation about the actual cost of a pivot rather than just letting scope creep silently ruin the project.
Exactly. The contract-first approach makes scope changes visible and controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And paradoxically, by fixing the blueprint, you actually enable massive agility where it matters most, which is in the building phase.
How does that work?
Because once that contract is locked, it allows for completely parallel work streams.
Okay, so we have this airtight mathematical blueprint, but a blueprint isn't a building, right? How do they actually accelerate the construction phase without everyone tripping over each other? Because now we are moving out of week one and into the actual coding phase.
Right, week two. Because that API contract dictates exactly how all the pieces will eventually connect, Technegian can launch three different work streams at the exact same time: front end, back end, and DevOps.
All at once. That is wild. I mean, how does the front end team build a user interface if the back end database doesn't even exist yet?
They use auto-generated mock servers. The AI reads the API contract and instantly spins up a fake backend that behaves exactly like the real one will.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. so the front-end developers can build out the entire visual interface and test all the buttons and data flows immediately.
That's so smart. Meanwhile, the DevOps team, and for anyone listening who's unfamiliar, DevOps is the team that handles the cloud servers and the deployment pipelines. They're provisioning all the cloud infrastructure.
Exactly.
They use something called infrastructure as code, which means they use pre-written templates to spin up secure server environments in minutes rather than, you know, manually configuring them for days.
And simultaneously, the backend team starts writing the actual functional logic of the application. And this is where the AI heavy lifter really shows its strength.
Right. The methodology notes that AI code generation handles an estimated 40 to 60% of the mechanical coding work during this phase. I want to be really clear on what that means for you, the listener. We are talking about the boilerplate.
Yes. Boilerplate is the necessary but incredibly tedious code that exists in almost every single application.
Like what? Give us an example.
Think about CRUD operations. That stands for create, read, update, and delete. If you have a user profile page, someone has to write the code that creates a new user, reads their data from the database, updates their password, and deletes their account.
Right, standard stuff.
It's foundational plumbing, but it's not unique to your business.
And humans used to sit there and type all of that out manually, line by line, but the AI just generates it instantly, along with database migrations, basic input validations, and error handling.
Yep, all of it.
And just to prove this isn't some fringe science fiction concept, the data backing this up is staggering. The methodology notes that 41% of all code written across the industry in 2025 was AI generated.
Which is a massive jump.
Huge. And that trajectory is pushing toward 50% by late 2026. Even within Google, 25% of their internal code is currently AI assisted. Overall, AI is providing a 30 to 60% time savings on standard coding tasks.
Those numbers absolutely validate that AI native development is operating at the highest scale. It is the new industry baseline.
But I have to ask the elephant in the room question here.
Go for it.
If an AI is writing up to 60% of your back-end plumbing, aren't we just building a house of cards really, really fast? I mean, AI hallucinates, right? It makes mistakes. Does this mean we don't even need senior engineers anymore? Are we just letting the bots write the app and hoping for the best?
That is the most common misconception, and it is absolutely vital to understand the reality here. AI does not replace your senior engineers.
Okay, so what does it do?
What it does is eliminate the mechanical waste that used to consume half of their working hours.
So it takes away the grunt work.
Precisely. By offloading that 30 to 60% of repetitive, tedious coding, your senior engineers are suddenly freed up to focus their deep expertise entirely on the 40 to 60% that absolutely requires human judgment.
Give me a sense of what that human-only code actually looks like.
Well, it's the business logic that actually makes your company unique. AI can write a standard login flow, sure, but AI cannot optimize a proprietary pricing algorithm for your specific supply chain.
Right.
AI cannot design complex data transformations or make high-level architectural decisions about security-critical code. It's about leveraging human talent where it actually differentiates your application rather than paying a brilliant, expensive engineer to write another basic database query from scratch.
Okay, I see. So we have an AI-human hybrid team coding at warp speed in parallel. But eventually, the front end and the back end have to talk to each other.
They do.
How does it not all crash and burn when you plug it together? Because as we discussed earlier, late stage integration is traditionally where projects just completely derail.
Integration happens naturally here, and it's entirely because of that week one contract. Because both the front-end and back-end teams built their respective sides against the exact same mathematical open API spec, there are virtually no surprises when the two sides finally connect.
Because it's a perfect match.
Exactly. Yeah. The puzzle pieces are pre-cut to fit.
And the stats bear that out. Organizations using this kind of automated contract testing see a 50% reduction in API-related production bugs. 50%.
It's a game changer.
It is. And the testing itself is heavily augmented. This blew my mind. The AI is generating 80 to 90% of the test coverage almost instantly.
Let's unpack what that testing actually entails because it's super comprehensive. Mm-hmm. We're talking about unit tests, which check individual functions.
Okay.
API integration tests, which validate that the endpoints perfectly match the week one spec. And end-to-end tests, which simulate real users clicking through the app. All of this is running constantly through what engineers call CI/CD pipelines. That's continuous integration and continuous deployment.
I really want to make sure the listener grasps how powerful this CI/CD pipeline is, because earlier we talked about building a custom house, but this parallel testing phase, It's less like traditional construction and more like a highly advanced automotive assembly line.
Oh, I like that.
Right. Every single line of code a developer writes is a new part moving down the conveyor belt. And instead of waiting until the car is fully built to see if the engine starts, you have AI lasers scanning every single bolt instantly.
Exactly.
If a piece of code is even a millimeter off from that week one blueprint, the entire assembly line stops immediately.
What's really fascinating here is how this shifts the entire philosophy of quality assurance. Because of those continuous pipelines, QA becomes proactive rather than reactive.
Because it catches it right away.
Exactly. Any code commit that violates the contract fails the build instantly. The developer gets an alert right then and there. Does not get pushed down the line for a QA tester to stumble across 3 weeks later. It stops at the source.
That has to give you incredible peace of mind as a founder. You aren't just crossing your fingers and hoping it works.
Not at all.
And that brings us to the final polish phase before launch. Security hardening, assessing data encryption and performance testing to make sure the app doesn't crash when, you know, 1,000 people log in at once.
Crucial steps.
Definitely. Plus, user acceptance testing, or UAT. And importantly, when you, the client, do this final testing, you are testing it against the exact same criteria you approved back in week one. So your expectations perfectly match the reality of what was built.
Which means by week six, you are ready for deployment and operations.
The finish line, or really the starting line for the actual business. Because that assembly line pipeline has been running constantly since the beginning, there's no manual deployment panic. They do zero downtime deployment.
And the deliverables you walk away with are incredibly concrete. They build a standardized .NET 8 backend, which is Microsoft's enterprise-grade framework, paired with a React TypeScript frontend.
So no weird, obscure languages.
No, these aren't experimental technologies. They are the gold standard for reliable, scalable software. And it's all deployed on secure cloud infrastructure, like Microsoft Azure or AWS.
Plus, you get all those automated test suites, single sign-on integrations, so your users can log in securely and complete auto-generated documentation.
Yep.
But what I found really compelling is that they don't just toss the keys over the fence and walk away. After launch, they hand the software off to a specialized team called the Technegian Pod for 247 managed operations.
Right, the pod.
They handle the server monitoring, incident response, and security patching right from day one.
That operational support is a critical component of what Technegian calls the hybrid advantage. And that advantage is exactly how they balance the speed and quality with the actual business reality of cost.
Let's talk about that cost, because that's always the bottom line, right? The methodology states that these six-week enterprise applications typically range from $60,000 to $150,000, and it's executed via fixed-price contracts.
Mm.
You know the exact dollar amount before they write a single line of code.
The hybrid advantage is really the engine behind that price point. They pair local, Irvine-based senior architects with distributed engineering teams.
How does that dynamic work?
Well, the local architect sits in the room with you. They own the complex technical decisions, they ensure enterprise security standards, and they manage the relationship.
Meanwhile, the distributed engineering team is handling the heavy implementation. So literally, while California sleeps, the distributed team is working, which effectively extends the productive day and physically compresses the calendar timeline.
Exactly. And it's vital to contrast this with traditional offshore development agencies.
Oh, yeah, that's a big difference.
Offshore agencies might try to woo you with incredibly low hourly rates, but they frequently deliver messy spaghetti code, miss deadlines entirely, and suffer from massive communication breakdowns.
Right.
Technegian's model is competitive with cheap offshore pricing, not because they slashed their hourly rate, but because the AI compression drastically reduces the total number of billable hours required to finish the job. You are paying for efficiency, not cheap labor.
So what does this all mean for the listener who is sitting there thinking, okay, this sounds incredible for a standard business tool, but my industry is incredibly unique. Can this six-week model really handle absolutely anything?
Well, the methodology is very transparent about its boundaries. The six-week timeline is highly optimized for standard enterprise web apps. So things requiring authenticated users, complex databases, role-based access, standard third-party API integrations, and scalable startup minimum viable products.
Basically the bread and butter of the modern internet.
Right, exactly. But if your system is extraordinarily complex, let's say you need 36 bespoke integrations with legacy banking mainframes, or you have extreme healthcare regulatory certification requirements to pass well, that added complexity is naturally going to push the timeline to perhaps 8 to 12 weeks.
which is still incredibly fast.
It is. And again, the beauty of the contract first process is that you know that exact adjusted timeline in week one before you ever commit to the build.
That level of predictability is just huge for business. So to quickly summarize this massive journey for you, by completely ripping up the traditional sequential playbook, Technogean is taking a bloated, painful 6-month timeline and stripping it down to 42 days of pure focused engineering.
Yeah.
They achieve this by locking in a mathematical blueprint in week one. They use AI to generate 40 to 60% of the mechanical boilerplate code and up to 90% of the testing. And they run parallel work streams, so your front end, back end, and cloud infrastructure are all being built simultaneously.
It really is an incredibly elegant synthesis of high-level human architectural expertise and relentless machine velocity.
It really is. And Looking at how seamlessly this works, it makes you wonder about the future of software development as a whole.
It absolutely does. And I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over, building directly on the reality this methodology presents.
Let's hear it.
If AI is successfully commoditizing the mechanical, 60% of software development, the boilerplate, the basic database plumbing, the standard testing, then the true value of a company no longer lies in how many lines of code their engineering team can pump out.
Wow. Okay.
It lies entirely in the uniqueness of their business logic and the clarity of their architecture. In a near future world where literally everyone can build software fast, what is the core unique idea you're bringing to the table that an AI cannot replicate?
That is the million-dollar question right there. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We hope this gave you a powerful new perspective on what is actually possible when you stop fighting the traditional bottlenecks and start engineering for the future. We will catch you on the next one.